Outstanding National Resource Waters, also known as Tier 3 waters, are protected from any activities that degrade water quality unless the degradation is temporary and limited. Senate Resources Committee Chair Chris Birch says that Senate Bill 51 would codify a process for designating these waters in Alaska.
I introduced SB 51 to ensure that the authority to designate such waters lies where the state constitution intends it to, within the hands of the legislature.
Birch says Tier 3 waters could have broad impacts on resource development, recreation, and other activities on state lands and waters. For this reason, SB 51 would require a Tier 3 nomination to receive a recommendation from three state agencies: the Department of Environmental Conservation, Department of Natural Resources, and Department of Fish and Game. The nomination would then be sent to the legislature for approval. Industry groups such as Southeast Conference, Sea Alaska Corporation, the Alaska Support Industry Alliance, and the Alaska Miners Association have written letters and testified in support of SB 51. But not everyone thinks the bill is such a good idea.
It looks mostly like it's structured to set up hurdles rather than make a carefully considered decision.
That's Senator Jesse Keel. He represents communities of the Upper Lynn Canal in the state legislature and sits on the Senate Resources Committee. Keel believes that requiring a recommendation from three state agencies for a Tier 3 nomination is a constraint on the legislature. And he's not alone. Kimberly Strong is Tribal Council President of the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan. She says people in Klukwan have relied on the Chilkat River for salmon and other wild food sources for thousands of years. At a meeting Wednesday, Strong told the Senate Resources Committee that SB 51 would make it almost impossible for her community to obtain a Tier 3 designation for the river.
We'll have to go through three different commissioners just to say they will all agree that the Chilkat River is important enough to the entire state to bring it to you folks in the legislative position you're in. And then we're going to take it to the governor and see if he wants to veto it because of the political wranglings that go on.
The Chilkat River is among five rivers in Alaska that have been nominated for a Tier 3 designation. The Chandalar River, the Yakutat Forelands, the Coktuli River, and the Dronjik River have also been nominated for a Tier 3 designation. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.